Where else are you going to hear it? Who else is going to play it? Big G's Texas Roadshow.
Well, I'm sitting at the window, just thinking about what I'm about to regret. Barely hadn't happened yet. In the bitter half of mine, waiting on the telephone lines, all I had to fear. I'm sticking to the beer. Gonna take me a few more just to figure out the right thing to do. Here's when the whiskey calls out, here to answer to you. When the whiskey comes, I'm gonna have to answer to you. Making stories up about fixing flats and helping mom too. Well, I'm working on the weekend, cause the boss man set aside, oh, nothing at all. Gonna need some alcohol. So I hang out with some buddies and knock back some booze and blow off a little steam. And waltz Mr. Jim Beam. Here once again I'm drinking without thinking like I've been known to do. Cause when the whiskey calls out, I'll have to answer to you.
Freight Shakers on the Road Show this morning, When the Whiskey Calls, baby, 7:15. Your friend and mine, the boys, are here. They're tuning up right now. Let's go ahead and take care of a couple things. You guys just get hooked up, do what you need to do, okay? We got a little bit of time here. 7:15, currently 43 degrees, I believe, is our temperature. Partly cloudy skies out there. High is 59 today. Winds are north at 6 right now. Sunrise at 7:18, sunset 6:21 this morning. You can find us on the web, KERV1230.com. If you have not downloaded the free app yet, please do so. KERV, go to your app store or go to your app store, go to Google Play, get the KERV app, and you can stay in touch with us wherever you are, however you are, whatever you are, all the way around. Looky here. Oh, my gosh. Gethin, why don't you close that door, if you don't mind? Move that, kick that brick out of the way. Yeah, we're high-tech. We got a brick holding the door open here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. A little early for you boys? Now you know what I go through every day. Of course, I probably go to bed by the time you guys start waking up at night. So, the Freight Shaker's in the studio with us. Go ahead and pull that microphone to you a little bit. All right, so we got... yeah, see, I had to... it's all... stuff's going haywire right here. Yeah. Gethin Jenkins, good morning.
Good morning, Big
David John. Gilliard.
How you doing?
It's all good, brother. How about you?
All right.
Jeremy Long.
How you doing?
Good, man. You guys had a frantic trip in from California?
A lot of driving.
Yeah? How long did it take y'all to drive? How long trip? When did y'all leave? Y'all leave Tuesday?
Tuesday at 4 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning.
4 in the morning on Tuesday. And
made El Paso Tuesday night.
Is that where you ate that Rudy's Barbecue at?
No, where did you eat that?
Yeah, we did, actually.
Yep, just west of El Paso.
But we hear that's not real barbecue.
That is not...
We have to hash this out.
I'm gonna have to show you boys the difference today. All right, I have to show you boys the difference today.
Well, we've been leaving barbecue bones and empty Lone Star bottles ever since we crossed the border, so we're not gonna stop now.
Yeah, we're gonna go visit my good friend Buzzy Hughes today over at Buzzy's Barbecue.
Sounds
and
good.
Buzzy, there's a television show called Pit Masters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buzzy was the Texas champion of Pit Masters and voted first place best brisket in Texas by Texas Monthly Magazine.
Hanging on your every word.
All right. So, and today I think the special is the large combo plate.
Well, this band doesn't know anything about large.
No, this band knows nothing about large. When y'all go somewhere, you say
I'm the runt of the litter.
The runt of the litter. David, how tall are you?
I'm 6'8".
6'8"?
My boots.
Gethin?
6'4".
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Jeremy, 5'10".
He's 10 foot tall and bulletproof.
There you go. Depending on which night you ask him. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I ran across these guys last year at the Metropolitan Music Awards and was first time in a long time that I had been in a place where there were that many people taller than me. You, Ray Benson, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's kind of like going home for family reunion. My dad, my brothers, you know, they all tower over me. But, you know, then to walk into a place and then have all these other guys just that much bigger than me, it's like kind of freaks me out sometimes, you know. Just not used to it. That's all right, though. We're good.
We'll do it again.
That's right. So, Tuesday in Austin, the Ameripolitan Music Awards. I'll tell you what we're going to do. If you guys want to take time to tune up just a little bit more, I've got a break that I need to get rid of real quick. And we'll get that done. We'll come back with the Freight Shakers here on the Road Show. Y'all stay tuned. 7:25 this morning in the studios, all tuned up, ready to roll. It is the Freight Shakers again. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
All right. You need to pull that. You're going to pull that mic to you, Gethin, a little bit. There you go. All right. You guys going to play us a little something?
Yeah.
All right. The Freight Shakers.
There's a lot of lives telling me there ain't no fine love, there it's gone. think they know all the words to all my favorite songs. Hear the stories they write down on their wall. Feel the wonder of love, oh, they're lost, they're gone, gone. City's all where to meet, that's me turn. White lines on highway turning ghosts chasing me into the dawn. This stage is a lonely place and the highway's tiresome and long. Feel them know their town, know their song, that they're gone and gone. Feel them know their town, know their song, that they're come and gone.
Early in the morning. I am liking it. How about them vocals, huh? Man, he reaching out there and stabbing it with them things this morning, wasn't he? Is it tough for you in the mornings to sing like that? Is it hard for you to hit the range?
It's a little bit different, yeah. I mean, definitely not like being, at the honky tonk singing at 2 o'clock in the morning.
But. Yeah, there's no smoking allowed in here. Exactly. what's the name of it? Is this going to be on the new one?
It's on the new one. It's called Come and Gone.
Okay.
It's a song I wrote with a good friend of mine named Ruben Rivera.
Uh-huh. So, all right.
We're proud of
it. I like it, man. Great sound. Great sound.
It opens the record, too. It's the first track.
Yeah. Is it? Okay. All right. And how long have you guys been together?
I will just say 3 years, I think, for the sake of argument, huh?
Sure. The official start.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
About 3 years now.
Okay. All right. You and I, when you and I spoke on the phone, was it last week, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever
yep.
it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You had told me that the scene in California is not as good as it once was. Is you guys, y'all have, in, are you, do you intend to stay and continue to work from there? Or is this something that you guys are looking to? To maybe relocate at some point as a band to for a little bit larger exposure area or what's the story?
Well, we're going to continue to base out of California for sure. We're wanting to start punching out and hitting different parts of the country. You know, we're doing some flying dates and getting on the road, but we'll definitely be staying in California.
Okay, all right,
and trying to play as many states as possible. just to get our sound out there for now.
Yeah. Well, the sound needs to be heard. There's no doubt. Absolutely no doubt.
Yeah.
Don't everybody speak at once now. Okay.
Duck needs a big old piece of that cake in there. I think that's what he needs. So I'm surprised he didn't go for it.
Well, if there's any left, man, knock yourself out. There was some cookies. Some gluten-free oatmeal and chocolate chip cookies in there yesterday, but those are all gone.
I didn't know you were a health nut.
No, we've got some ladies that come in on the show on Wednesday mornings, and they've got a it's kind of a big senior center thing. And not really a senior center, but that's closest explanation. And they serve great meals over there every day, but they start expanding their offering. They make kolaches and breakfast stuff, and so they showed up with a bunch of these cookies made with coconut flour, of all things. They were excellent. Very good, very good.
Let's talk about Ameripolitan.
What do you want to say about it?
Well, I'm excited to be here. That's for damn sure. I'm go see Dale Watson and drink some Lone Star.
Well, guess who's on the radio in Austin, Texas, right now as we speak? Dale Watson. He's on KGSR right now as we speak.
He's always busy.
Yeah, he is.
I wonder if he's talking about Ameripolitan music.
You think he is? Yeah, the Ameripolitan movement has come out of nowhere and has really made a splash. You know, we've got such great, you know, I mean, last year, first time I'd heard of you guys, and really like the fact that we've got over the four different basic genres, I guess, is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Honky-tonk, western swing, outlaw, and
rockabilly.
Yeah. That's always the one I forget for some reason. I don't know why. But all of a sudden, you know, my job has just gotten a whole lot easier through the advent of this association.
Bringing the bands to you.
Well, not only that, so much new music,
yeah.
You know. So much great new music out there that I had, under normal circumstances, probably would not have been exposed to.
Sure.
You know, that was a good thing about MySpace back in the old days. You could find stuff because they had players on the page, and it was easy to find stuff that you liked the sound, and you could, you know, get in touch with the artist and send me something. I want to play it. You know? But now this thing's going places. I mean, I've heard rumblings about different things that they want to do and want to try. As this association of bands and people and supporters gets bigger, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm happy to be a part of it myself because you know, I'll tell you guys, if it wasn't for what y'all do, I mean, I wouldn't have anything to do. Yeah, that's what I tell everybody that comes through these doors, because the music that you guys are making is viable and needs to be heard. And you know, whatever I can do to get this stuff out there, I'm going to do it.
Well, thanks for doing what you do, Big G.
Well, thank you guys, man. Thank you guys. I mean, that's what it's all about. We all in this thing together, and let's you know, kick some butt, huh? So, why don't you guys play me some more?
All right, we can do that.
Yeah, I gotta get them so I get all these good bootleg copies that I can throw in the system and play.
Yeah, the last one was the first track, and this one's the last track on the album, actually.
Yeah, this song, what's it called? Honky Tonk Life. It's a song I wrote last year after we found out we were going to be playing with Billy Joe Shaver, mm-hmm. and he's always been my hero. And I hung up the phone and I wrote it, and 45 minutes later it was done. So
don't you like it when they come like that?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the name of it?
Honky Tonk Life.
Honky Tonk Life, all right.
You ain't nothing like the fiddle with $20 bill burning a hole in your jeans. Yeah, a broken pair of boots with them toes made of steel. Brand new pair of socks on your feet. Straight six Chevrolet. Three on tree, cold six pack beer on the floor. Kiss on the neck from that woman that you love. Grab that guitar, son, walk on out the door. Hear a honky-tonk light. And wrong and then right, boys, burning down deep in my veins. I'm singing them songs, yeah, they're putting me in the ground, Lord. Someday, gonna know my name. With a long neck in his hand, walks across the stage, building courage.
Little Nell's gone. Won't seem to get a smile from that guitar picking man. Pours out all the troubles in his heart. Old Little Shirley, ever see them folks again? Trusting his song's welfare. Hole in their heart, old smile in their face. Feeling that they won't soon forget. Here honk a tone line, and wrong and then right, Lord's burning down deep in my veins. I was singing them songs, it put me in the ground, Lord. Someday, gonna know my name. Well, after the show, there's pictures and beer and pretty girls kissing him on the cheek. Walks in the crowd and orders another round, in search of a warmer place to sleep. Wakes in the arms of a beautiful woman, trying to save him from the knife. Cuts at the soul of your very existence. A man chooses that honky-tonk life. Here honky-tonk life. It ain't wrong and it right, Lord's burning down deep in my veins. I was singing them songs, it put me in the ground, Lord. Someday, gonna know my name.
Wow. Man, it's beautiful. Very nice, fellas. Very nice. Dobro. Love it.
Yeah.
Multi-instrumentals, Jeremy? Oh, square neck, okay.
Yeah.
Is it? It's old Peter. It is a Dobro brand?
Nah, it's kind of a knockoff.
Okay.
Yeah, he uses it for hammer and nails in, too.
That's the nice thing. You can bring it anywhere and not have to worry about it.
You know, sling that thing over your shoulder, I doubt anybody mess with you walk down the street late at night.
No.
You can take a whack with somebody's head, man.
2x4.
Yeah, I've got a a National. I've got a 1932 metal body,
yeah.
But it's a round neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I've got the action set up just high enough where I can,
ooh, yeah.
Do with what I want to.
Yeah,
I enjoy that. I love the sound, man. I've always been enamored by the sound of going back to even like I bought multiple albums and CDs of the Hawaiian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just love listening to it, all good stuff. And, steel guitar music. Do you play steel guitar as well?
Yes, sir.
What else do you play? Guitar, dobro, steel guitar, what else?
Yeah, that about. Oh, piano. My degrees in piano, I guess.
Uh-huh. Any other string instruments? Mandolin, banjo, anything?
I've got them in the studio just to have them,
right?
And figure out what I need to figure out. But I'm a cheater, I don't really play those.
I've got a friend of mine that told me that he learned to play banjo, and he said, "I'm gonna be playing Luckenbach next week." He said, next Saturday, why don't you come out and see us play? I said, "Okay." So I showed him, and he had one of these 6-string guitar banjo things,
Yeah.
I said, "You cheater!
Yeah.
You're cheating on me, boy."
Yeah, you won't.
You hadn't learned how to play the banjo yet.
One of those things. Yeah.
I said, "It sounds good, and all that."
It gets the job done in the studio, yeah.
Right.
It's a trick.
Yeah. Well, I guess you need that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like auto-tune.
We all know what the real deal is.
Crickets. Well, that dobro was kind of an afterthought by us on that song.
Yeah.
After I wrote it, I just went in the studio to get it down, so we wouldn't, no one forget it and whatnot. So that recording, I just sat down with my guitar and I sang it, it's one take with me, and then it needed something, we had to put something in there, and so Red went in there with the dobro, and
it's in tune on the recording.
Yeah. Well, nothing's in tune at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, not when you wake up at 6:45, no. So you guys, now, last time when y'all came down, y'all bailed off I-10 and took 290 into Austin last year.
Yeah.
So you've gotten a chance to see a little bit of the country west of Austin. You're finally getting into some of the, what is really known as the hill country.
Man.
What do you think?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Yeah, yeah. This is it's the first place I ever came to in my life where I saw a river, and I saw rivers.
Yeah.
That you could actually in places see the bottom. You know. Where I grew up, they were just a muddy mess. And it's just something about it, man. From the time I was a kid, the first time I ever came out here, I said, this is where I'm going to be. This is the place I'm going to be. And it finally happened. You know, finally got to the point where we could do it.
Good thing.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me, where you guys, what's the schedule?
Big T's.
Tonight?
Big T's Steak Night.
Big T's Roadhouse. That's Dale Watson's place down in St. Hedwig Village, just on the kind of southeast side of San Antonio. That'll be a good show. That'll be, those folks down there are
full band, right?
Yeah, we got full band, and then Dale's threatening to stop by and eat my steak.
I see
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
You'll be picking him up and holding him with one hand while you eat with the other one, right?
We'll get to see him. And then we got Riley's after that, right?
Riley's Tavern. Riley's Tavern over in Hunter, okay, which is over by New Braunfels.
Yep, that's Friday night. And Saturday night, we're in Austin at Lucky Lounge.
Getting lucky at the Lucky Lounge on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, getting lucky.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And then
Jenny's Little Longhorn.
Sunday is Jenny's Little Longhorn Chicken Shit Bingo Extravaganza.
Yeah. And then we do our CD release party right after Dale and the Lone Stars finish up by 8 o'clock. We're going to take over and play the rest of the night.
All right.
Monday at the Rattle Inn. Monday night, 9 to 11, right? At the Rattle Inn.
Now, is that Ray's place?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Ray Benson's place. Okay.
Yep. It's a real nice place.
And then Tuesday night, the big showdown.
Yep.
What we've all been waiting for the last several months.
Yeah, I've said a lot of.
And, you know, to me, just being there with everybody and hearing the music, getting to meet folks and make friends and being with people of like mind when musically, you know, that's the biggest part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. No winners, no losers. It's just
right.
A cool hang.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of competition.
And a lot of new bands this year that weren't involved last year. That's what I'm excited about.
Me too, because you know, when the list came out of the nominees, I made the comment that I was going to have to. I had some homework to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
find
out who some of these guys were, because no clue who they were.
Yeah.
That's good, and we've got my category, the DJ category, has exploded this year. There's, I don't know, 10 or 11, I guess.
Wow.
Like 4 serious XM DJs involved in it. Eddie Stubbs.
Yeah.
Nice.
The great Eddie Stubbs.
Mr. Stubbs.
From what, WSM in Nashville. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be there. I guess he's coming. I don't know. It'd be cool to meet him, because I want to meet. I've been trying to get an interview with Marty Stewart for a long time. So if I meet Eddie, maybe he can make that happen.
He's your end.
Yeah. Maybe he'll bring his fiddle too.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a fiddle player.
Yeah. 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 That'd be a lot of fun. Lots of fun. Well, you guys, y'all got time to give me one more? Or are you not prepared to do another one?
Well, hell yeah, we can do another one.
The Freight Shakers in the studio with us this morning. We've got these guys on a Texas swing. Now, y'all be playing anything after the show, after the award show? Do y'all have?
We're doing like a post Ameripolitan party back at Jenny's.
Okay.
Next night, Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday night back at Jenny's. A little longer.
We're going to have a lot of the Ameripolitan nominees stopping by.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Pee Wee Moore, Dallas Moore will be there.
Yeah.
I think Eric Strickland and the B side.
Uh huh.
Everybody's going to come in there and play some songs.
So oh, man.
It's going to be a great night.
Man, you know, I don't know why I didn't take more time off. You know, really. Well, what I should have done was I should have taken like the weekend, and then taken Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off, or Thursday, and come back Friday. But I didn't. Maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll go to Dallas after that.
Going to Dallas after that? Okay.
Dallas, all right.
Oh, man. Good. Well, that's a good little. That'll be a good little tour for you guys then.
Yeah, we're busy doing something every day.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
And then
idle hands, you know.
You know, we got to get some barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm gonna give you a little secret on barbecue once you get to Austin too. So
don't give it up on the air.
The Freight Shaker's in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Cajon Pass.
Okay.
Down the south to take a trip on the one, 8 miles south of Lillard. We was hauling that stuff home fast and going to polish everything we got. Everything's cool, we pulled the sound, cop pulled out that 45, those long cars, long grass, and full of strong, took my ass low. Here we was gone. Here's the first June, it's hotter than hell, and I'm just gotten out of jail in my cold. And I got known about them bikes I stole out of New Mexico. So I got the guys and ground bikes, head down low highway. We ain't got nothing going on around here, keep us anyway. We're just a couple of old biker dudes, we got fine attitudes rolling through your town. Better stay out of my way, I ain't got nothing good to say, bound to slow on your ass now, yeah. South Houston on, and I knew I was gonna have to do it the whole time. See out of North Angler Ho, back I was right, and I knew damn good where it was in mine. We're keeping them fires burning bare, I'm at home for too long. I can't wait to see a smile on your face when I'm riding my way back in your arms. Old biker dudes, we got bound attitudes rolling through your town. Just stay out of my way, I ain't got nothing good to say. Bound on your ass now.
Yeah. The Freight Shakers on the Road Show this morning. Mighty nice, boys. Mighty nice. Time right now, 7:49, time for a look at your obituaries, brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera and Kerrville Funeral Home. Now, you guys want to play, you can play. I'm just bringing them down a little bit. We have a little musical interlude by the Freight Shakers here. Dr. Bill Leip, 71, of Kerrville, passed Monday, February 9th in San Antonio. He was born in Claremore, Oklahoma, August 30th, 1943. A celebration of life service will be at 11 a.m. Friday, February 13th at Kerrville Bible Church. Interment will follow at Sunset Memorial Park in San Antonio. Arrangements are entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Graveside services for Guanita Angelica Brantley, 73, of Mountain Home, who passed Monday, February 9th, will be 2 p.m. Friday, February 13th at Sunset Cemetery in Mountain Home. Arrangements entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Memorial services for Marilyn K. Connerly, 64, of Kerrville, who passed Thursday, February 5th, will be 11 a.m. Saturday, February 14th at First United Methodist Church. A reception and family visitation will follow at the church. Arrangements are entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for Harry Dwayne Jobs, 68, of Boyd, who passed Monday, February 9th in Decatur, will be 10 a.m. Thursday, February 12th, at Coker Hawkins in Decatur. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 Friday, February 13th at Kimball Funeral Home. Graveside services, 10 a.m. Saturday, February 14th at Junction City Cemetery. Services for Richard Wayne Bindell, 62, of Lake Hills, who passed Wednesday, February 11th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Bandera. And services for Pete W. Coffin, 93, of Kerrville, who passed February 10th at a local care facility, are pending at Kerrville Funeral Home. That is a look at your obituaries this morning, brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera and Kerrville Funeral Home.